Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is... Here is the kitchen and the anime characters and the picture, a television and a bookshelf.
You'll hear all the kids growing up, all Rob's kids on the program in the past 10 years. You'll hear myself growing up as I transition from douchey 30s to NBA 40s.
Yeah.
It's quite metamorphosis.
You will see me flatten the curve of weight gain and loss. It's an exciting journey.
Spoiler alert, at one point in this 10-year iteration, Rob looks like Jason Statham.
Yeah, for four episodes. Because remember the motto, it's more fun to put white back on.
All that and more, The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tell you what, I still love seeing Pony holding a microphone like he's about to bust out into song.
Hi, my name's Pony Boy. I live in a penthouse in Fairfax.
That's right.
That's second where he floor lives. 72nd floor.
I went for a run last night.
Yeah.
And there's construction going on behind me, so I apologize for that in advance. I legit felt like, man, is Pony like the talented Mr. Ripley? Do we not know what he does at home? Because from the angle, your aesthetics from your home right now, you look like you're in Manhattan.
Yeah, he really does.
Like, Maddie looks like she's in a bunker. God bless her. I clearly look like I'm you know, in front of a brick wall.
Well, you're in a comedy club.
And yeah. I'm at the Tempe Improv. And then we've got Rob in his home basement, right? His home studio.
Right. And it couldn't look any more Rob-like,
Pony,
actually.
I love Pony, and Pony is, again, I've always said that him and Rob Ford, I put down as dependents on my taxes.
And when they stand next to each other, they look like a semicolon.
Yes, because I feel
like... Yeah.
Or a 10. But I was like, what does he do in that sleek, beautiful condo he's in, and how big is that porch? I was obsessed over
it. His lanai. I know. We're seeing such a precious little piece of his life, and even we're not even seeing really enough of his furniture, because that really could be, to me, that looks like he took the third row out of a Tahoe.
It's a euro couch.
I don't know
anyone that has a euro couch.
It's from IKEA, so technically it's euro.
See? I know my furniture.
There you go. Very nice. Could we see a little more of the sofa? I mean, can you tilt down a little bit? I'd like that.
I know you're private. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
God, he's skinny.
Yeah. Look at that. Barely a dent.
Really not all that nice.
Nobody ever sits on that couch.
No, and because,
how big is your place? Do you have multiple couches? Is this just your broadcast couch?
One couch. Just one couch.
Oh, okay. All right,
that's his talk show set.
Yeah, yeah. He's like,
you can see the whole place.
I had to pick up my own couch just for the show, you know.
Meanwhile.
Poor Glenda.
Oh, look.
Okay, there we go.
There we go. Window.
You've got an Asian lamp.
An Asian lamp.
A door. Okay.
Another piece of artwork.
A TV.
Whoa, how big is that TV? Hold on.
65. It looks
65!
It looks
that's
bigger
obscene.
Than it is.
That's
Holy
obscene.
Ass. Maddie, what do you have in your house? Jesus, you share it with your boyfriend.
I think it's like a 55.
If you're lucky, right? If you're lucky, it's a 55. 65, Pony?
Yeah, come on, Pony.
Not breaking it.
Okay.
And then... Kitchen.
Whoa! Oh, that's where the magic happens.
It's not a huge place.
Wow. Are you kidding me? It's like a bowling alley in there. Is there an echo? How do you stop the echo?
Where do I buy a ticket?
Jesus Christ.
Where's the gift shop?
This is a good good Facebook Live or YouTube day for those of you at home. What we saw and we should probably do this because it's primary audio.
Yes.
Pony just gave us what is the Zapruder film from the grassy knoll of his place.
Yeah, he gave us a full 360-degree pan.
Yeah, but
of his
a shaky one. A shaky one.
Yeah,
just like
it was horrible.
When you see the president's, I would say his limo and then the governor's limo behind him, like it's shaky for a little bit. That's what we got. And he did it on purpose. You think that's oh man, he doesn't know how to use a webcam? No, this is classic Pony tradecraft. It's classic
because
Pony tradecraft.
He knows that if you see a really tight shot of the dolls, you can hack and get into his life.
Yeah, there's too
much. You can be a part of his life.
We start questioning, like, man, is Pony like. Is he doing that? Like, does he need help? Is he okay?
Yeah.
Like, he's doing all right, right?
Yeah, he's doing okay.
Stainless steel appliances.
Gorgeous kitchen. What it is really that? Looks like Food Network.
Is that real Corinthian leather?
In the kitchen?
Sure. Mercedes leather.
It's called Mercedes leather. Which is actually a very, very hard plastic.
Is that granite? I don't have granite. Do you have granite?
I do actually have a granite countertop, which is insane for an apartment.
Damn.
I mean, really.
What do you got? What do you got at home, Rob? What do you got?
I have granite, of course. But the thing is
I must have missed a phone call. We all got granite, not me.
Well, yeah, but then again, I didn't build this house. I bought this house secondhand.
Gotcha. You got all the upgrades.
I did not. There were a couple upgrades that they did. We have the only built-in desk in the kitchen area of the houses in our neighborhood, which is a really nice upgrade. Carrie's desk is up there.
Oh, I hate built-in desks.
Oh, this is really
you
nice.
You know why
though.
I hate them?
Why?
Because you can't adjust them. You can't even move them. They're built in.
Exactly. Well, you adjust your body.
I mean, who wants to do that? In a day that you can go up and down, left and right, you got to go. I mean, why would you want something that's stuck in the wall?
I think it's nice.
Well, it's old school, that's for sure. Maddie, what do you got at home?
It's fake granite. It looks like it has like those speckles in it, but it's plastic, I'm sure.
Okay, this is how trashy I am now.
Yes.
Just because I don't want
Oscar, wanna... of anybody, you should have granite because you'd only need like a foot of it.
Well, that's the problem because we don't have a stove and we have what is just particle board. And did I share this with you? I spent probably a month researching on how to make fake granite, and there's a way to do it where you take like almost like confetti. You can order a kit that they have. There's a paint base, which is like a black paint base, and then you sprinkle a bunch of confetti onto the paint.
Oh, so you're not actually creating like mass, you're disguising something that already exists to look like granite.
Yes, and then
then
you put a clear finish on there, like a glaze.
Right.
And then this is the hardest part. They yell at you on YouTube all the time, do not mess up this process or else it's not going to look like granite.
Yeah, Pony.
And then that's when you get the faux granite. And when people come over, granite. Pretty good.
I wouldn't have chosen the color that our previous owners chose. It's a dark brown. I would like to have something lighter given the opportunity.
I do not like dark granite.
I don't.
This is from my brother and sister, their days. They have all everything that's nice because they made the right choices in life.
Their entire house is made of granite.
But they have like a beautiful light granite. My parents, my dad, because he's the cheapest man I know, God bless him, still alive in Bolivia for those of you that wrote in.
He's like Jack Luskin.
He went to the dent and scratch area of a granite warehouse.
God.
And he got, he redid my mom's kitchen. Not the whole kitchen, just the countertops. So cheap. not even the cabinets. And when you walk in, you see these cabinets from 1995. And then you see the ugliest, darkest brown, almost puke color granite.
Right.
That does not match the cabinets.
Right.
And every time I walk in, I look over, I'm reminded how cheap my dad is. And then I think one day, I'm going to convince my sister and brother to pay for a new kitchen for my mom. You know, one day.
Why don't you buy her the kit?
No. My mom is the woman that when I got her something from the jewelry store, she made me return it because her skin greens. For if it's something that's not 18 karat gold, something
it has to be very pure.
Beggars can't be
sure.
You know, so
yeah, copper will do that.
I'm not gonna play that game.
The other thing I wanted to tell you is that I worked with Pony after the show yesterday on his sound setup, and now Pony can do reverb on his microphone.
I can't wait.
Correct. Reverb.
That's what we should have heard when you walked. Can you give us another tour and just tell us about your house, please?
Sure.
Another quick tour. But really, really ham it up, please.
Yes, and crank up that reverb all the way. All the way. Yeah, here we go.
Reverb. Here is the kitchen and the anime characters. And a picture. A television. And a bookshelf.
Can you wait? Can you just quickly put the computer closer to the bookshelf? You have your books laid out like a serial killer. Can you just color? They're color coordinated. I just caught that. This is why I do my job.
Look, they're from the same series.
Look at that.
Oh, you know what it looks like? It looks like the books when you go to Warby Parker, and they've got all the blue books together
Those
and all the green books together.
Are fake. They're fake books.
Well, like IKEA.
Oh. Yeah, like IKEA.
They're not IKEA books.
Are they hollowed out books that have anime figures in them?
No.
If you open them up, there's like a girl with really, really big eyes?
No, just crack.
Thank you for the tour.
So anyway, we have the reverb standing by if we need it. If you want to know Pony's innermost thoughts, he can kick up the reverb and let us know.
Can I hear the reverb one more time?
This is with reverb.
Can I get a little more volume coming to us? A little more send to us?
Sure.
Sure.
How does that sound?
That sounds better. When you're louder on it, it sounds better.
Good.
Thank you.
That's all. All right. Oh, you know what we need to do because we didn't
What's
do
that?
It yesterday?
What's that?
It's all about you, Oscar.
It's all about you.
Me.
Actually, it's all about our listeners. We got to do our mailbag, postponed from Tuesday here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We appreciate the fact that you send us letters. You can always send it to P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. But the best way to do it, Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. This is a late entry. Do you remember when we talked on Tuesday about the one time my car got broken into in my driveway? They took the owner's manual.
Yeah.
Which we thought was an odd thing, was just
weird.
Annoying.
Like, who did somebody want to learn about mechanics? What happened?
Yeah, well, they want to know how to change the fuses. No, Bill Fuller writes, he says, Rob, I heard your story about getting the owner's manual stolen from your car. My understanding is that robbers, that's such an old school
robbers,
word.
Robbers, cops and robbers.
That's right. Robbers used to do that because car companies had a habit of putting a spare valet style key in the owner's manual. They would tuck it in there. So if you grab it, you know, that might be a good way that you could steal the car at a later time.
You think he just forgot about it? He's a lazy robber?
Well, no, I think the fact is that he's a stupid robber, because if you flip through it, you would see whether or not there was a key. There was no key.
No key.
And so anyway, they would take the manuals, go through them, then come back later and steal the car using the key, signed Bill Fuller. Mm. So anyway, that's at least some reasoning why you would take an owner's manual.
But I've never
still
seen,
I was annoyed by it.
I've seen a valet key, but I've never, maybe because we're not on the West Coast or the Southwest where there's valet parking everywhere.
I'll show you something. Hold on a second.
Oh, you've got a valet key? I always felt like, why would you give someone a key when I was younger that could steal your car?
Well, the thing is that you want to have a valet key as a separate option, because if someone steals your keys, then they can go get your house.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
But anyway, so for my, the Kia has a fob, right?
Yes.
And it looks like that.
Oh, look
and
at
as
that.
Long as it's, as long as it's in the car, you just hit the button and it starts.
Yes.
But if you don't want to give your keys, look at this. You just a little side release button,
yeah,
and a key comes out of the fob.
Oh, look at that! Like a prison shank.
Yeah, that would also unlock the door. I don't know if it's all about stabbing your roommate.
Not my prison shank.
But anyway, that's sometimes in your fob you actually have a valet key. It was not in the manual. So, Tom Schmidt was the guy that executive produced and directed that space, that 4K space documentary that Mike narrated. You remember
Tom Schmidt,
that?
Where is that? We're looking for it.
I think it's on Peacock.
Peacock.
Anyway, Tom Schmidt writes, hey guys, I recently listened to the most recent Cocktail Party bonus show. It was a thirsty one. For what it's worth, given all you said, please know that TMOS exists in a lot of people's lives, mine included, as a routine part of every day, as ingrained and necessary as coffee in the morning. We're all old enough to remember how Johnny Carson put us to bed every night. Well, TMOS gets our days going in the same way. You guys have a legacy, and damn few people can make that claim in a career. We love you, and we thank you.
Aww.
That's a really sweet letter. Thank you, Tom. You were a fun guy to work with.
Remember the new slogan, Tom. $1 a week will keep the cats away.
Exactly. Yep. Or keep, in Maddie's case, keep the cats alive.
So true.
Okay, next letter. Oh my God. OMG. Exclamation point. I just found you guys after so many years. Mike and Rob, holy crap. This is a memory flogger. It's like seeing old dear friends that you've been worried about for years. I'm so happy that you guys are doing well. God bless you. I love your show. I'm actually sitting here drinking a spaghetti. Remember, that's the beer and Aperol cocktail we talked about. Thank you for the recipe. This thing tastes awesome, even with Bud Light. Sorry, I just can't do Miller. I just can't, okay?
You're a
Bud
Light
guy. I'll be listening. I'm a Budweiser guy. I'll be listening, and you can count on that. I have a million episodes to catch up on. Looks like I have some pleasant homework to do. That is all. Carry on, Darren B.
Darren, just a quick highlight here. You'll hear all the kids growing up, all Rob's kids on the program the past 10 years. You'll hear myself growing up as I transition from douchey 30s to NBA 40s.
Yeah.
It's quite metamorphosis.
You will see me flatten the curve of weight gain and loss. It's an exciting journey.
Spoiler alert, at one point in this 10-year iteration, Rob looks like Jason Statham.
Yeah, for four episodes. Because remember the motto, it's more fun to put white back on. Dear Mike, I'm sure Mike is listening. He's probably live streaming. Is he in the chat room?
Love you, Mike.
Yeah. Mike, I'm glad you made it up north. One of the best vacations my wife and I ever took was to Surrey, Maine. We spent a week in a cabin within walking distance of the coast. Wow, that sounds cool. By the way, congratulations to Mike. There are two states that have cases going down, and they are Delaware and Maine.
Wow.
So Mike is in the right place. Good job, Mike. On the bonus show, you mentioned you were going to take your new rental car to the Chevy dealership for a second key.
Mm-hmm.
I visited that dealership on said vacation because on day one, when I was picking up groceries at the Ellsworth Hannaford, we've all been there.
Hannaford's.
Someone backed into my white rental car, leaving three red scratches a foot long each on the bumper.
Mm.
Well, hell if I was going to deal with a rental car company on that. So I went to, and he requests that this be read with a Maine accent. I'll do my best.
Please.
I'm no Mike O'Mara. He said, so I went to the Darling Chevrolet parts department. So apparently there's Darling Chevrolet up there in Ellsworth, and I purchased touch-up paint from a man who might as well have been named Toot, because with his accent, he was unintelligible. Anyway, I touched it up right good there. And take that, rental car company. So he actually did touch-up paint, so he didn't have to deal with the rental car company. I think that's pretty great.
I remember having a rental in Arizona, and a girlfriend from girlfriend's past ended up...
Was she also a rental?
she ended up running, I think it was like a Honda into something.
Oh, boy.
And this is when we were like broke, right? So
sure.
I was like, oh, we're going to get murdered by this rental company. It's going to be a disaster. She literally went to Track Auto or whatever was available, got some touch-up paint, did the same thing, and nothing happened.
Well, I mean, we've all seen the cursory look around that the 12-year-old does.
I was waiting for, I was like, this is not going to work out.
Right.
I was like, this guy is going to put the screws to us, and he literally was like, all right, later, get out of here.
That's
like,
great.
No mechanical. It's just you run over a boulder, you're going to have some scratches, right?
Exactly. It happens. Anyway, he says, the last thing I want to say is thanks for putting the patron button up. That's nice. To my fellow listeners, I ask this. How much do you pay for video streaming services? All right. Now consider how much you use those services. Now compare that amount of time to the 6.5 hours of content you listen to every week on TMOS. Right? Yeah.
Great argument.
What I thought. Let's wear out that patron button. Hugs and kisses, David in Albuquerque. It's valid.
Fantastic point. Thank you, David.
And turning the page here, got the dry fingers. Dear fine fellows, I guess that also includes Maddie.
Mads.
I would think it's implied. A brief explanation. Oh, this is about you, Oscar.
Oh.
EKGs are paper or digital recordings of the electrical signals of your heart. It determines your heart rate, heart rhythm, and other information about the heart's condition that take about a minute to do. Heart murmurs may be harmless, innocent, or abnormal. Murmurs, especially innocent murmurs, are common in newborns and children. I did not know that. An echocardiogram, which is a sonogram of the heart, looks at the structure of your heart and tells your doctor how well your heart is working. Mm. Oscar, you should be happy your doctor is looking out for you. It sounds as though you're okay, but where your heart is concerned, be safe, not sorry. All of you take care of yourselves. My husband and I love the podcast, Amy of Myersville. Mm. So apparently the EKG is not outdated. It's just a different procedure.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. I just, I'm still waiting for that bill, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it's coming. And also, maybe you should use some touch-up paint on your heart.
Yeah, put that right on. It's like, look, this looks fine. Let's put a little dark spot where that ventricle's leaking.
That's right.
No one's going to notice that.
Leaky ventricle. Dear mailbag, it is birthday season. I think we all know this.
Birthday season.
Happy 37th birthday wishes, to Matt Ponyboy Bloom on Friday.
Oh, damn!
Sorry, Pony, I don't have any dolls for you, especially after seeing those two from your collection. Yikes. And this is another important one. Happy birthday this coming Sunday to Minecraft expert and all-around funny guy, Michael William O'Mara, who is turning 7 years old. We wish him the moon and the stars. Enjoy your special days, gentlemen. Goodbye duties, Dirk Vastrick. Wait, very thoughtful.
What days? Wait, again.
Sunday.
So ponies is Friday. Sunday.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In another universe, you could have been Mike's kid.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
That would have gone well. He would have loved it.
You know, Pa was abusive, but he loved me.
Pa! And he would call him Pa. I love it. Hi, guys. As soon as I heard your show where you introduced the TMOS patron button, I immediately signed up.
Thank you.
This is from Pam, by the way. Thank you, Pam.
Pam!
Your team has kept me going through this lockdown, but you were a part of my life long before that. It's funny that I'm writing you this week of all weeks. Last week was my son's 20th birthday, and I remember being on maternity leave and discovering the Don and Mike show along with Ron and Fez, the radio chick, on WNEW in New York. This is so weird to me that a part of my career that I can remember had a lady pregnant with a kid who's 20 now.
Wow.
20 years ago. You kept me company then, and you're still at it now. When I had no one to talk to but my infant son and my cats, you were there making me laugh and taking me out of the strange new parent doldrums. You kept me sane through 9/11, and for that, I thank you. I followed you and your team back to WJFK when I started working with a company based in Gaithersburg. Every time I rented a car at National Airport to head to the office, did it about every couple weeks, the first thing I did before leaving the parking garage was tune into WJFK. You were there for me as I shifted from job to job, added another son to my family, relocated from Long Island to California, but you always reminded me of home. And when the world went to political S in 2016, you guys were there to lighten my day and bring me back to the early days when things were simpler, even for only 80 minutes a day. If I can help keep the lights on, I'm happy to do it. I'm looking forward to getting my fruitcake this year. Yes, and for many years to come. Thank you, Pam, currently of Spokane Valley, Washington. What a nice letter.
Woo!
And been with us forever.
Thank you, Pam.
Hey, listen. I wanted to explain why every TMOSer should be donating to the Patron Society. This is a groundswell of support. I love it.
I am pleasantly surprised.
Just think of all the dollars you are not spending on sports game tickets, movies, and concerts this year. Remember, TMOS is your COVID fun zone.
Aww. Just like the zany zone.
Exactly. Very zany. So support it. Send your dollars to the best source of entertainment out there. All of it. I did. Why? Because you're great. You're wonderful. That's it.
That's all.
XOXOXOXO, Liz Gorey. Dear fellas, now that Pony Boy is back in studio occasionally, is it possible to have a Pony and Shannon summit?
Mm.
I think it'd be a great idea. Maybe they can come to an understanding. Maybe not. But one thing is for sure, it'll be damned entertaining. Thank you all for everything you do. Sincerely, Doug Fike, Somerset, Ohio. Do you think Shannon will be up for a summit?
Well, I mean, if it's something like the Cold War, I think we're due, right?
Yeah, very Cold War.
Yeah.
Ice cold. Very cool.
We're due.
Actually, why don't you put Shannon in a mask and send her over to the penthouse?
We could have it in neutral territory. Do you want to meet at, Artie's in Fairfax?
Yes, it'll be Switzerland.
That is the greatest Switzerland restaurant of them all. I hold in my hand the last letter.
Woo!
Dear TMOS, if you thought the current world situation was... Tony, I got to say it on this one. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to bleep it. If you thought the current world situation was shitty, you got to know this. My job is a wastewater quality assurance specialist. Ew! He is a wastewater quality assurance specialist. And it ain't great. But you guys fill my days, and I thank you. Signed, Mike Ogden. Editor's note, I bet he doesn't mind wearing a mask. Just saying. So let's start the show. We come out big day in Washington. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. So we'll be back right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, son of a bitch, Paul. Why didn't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
Suck my white ass, Paul!
All right, Happy. Nice and easy. That was not nice and easy.
That guy's driving me crazy.
You know what's driving me crazy? You not getting the ball in the hole.
Don't push me, Bob. Now's not the time.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
Happy? The price is wrong, bitch.
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough. Bitch.
As you probably have guessed, Bob Barker and I haven't spoken with each other in many years.
That's right. Not since Happy Gilmore. I'm fine. But you know, you are looking old.
Thanks for pointing that out.
How old are you? 60? I guess doing all those movies mm-hmm. without me mm-hmm. took its toll.
Oh, that's what this is about.
If I had known that I had to toss your salad to be in another one, I would have. But Rob Schneider didn't send me the memo.
Okay. You know what? I think Price is Right is on now. We could watch that. Love the host. He's just yeah. so funny and not crotchety and angry. And
you know what else is great about him?
Tell me.
He's worked 25 years mm-hmm. and never had to do the wobbity-doo, waka-waka-woo voice.
Yeah.
You know, like a desperate idiot.
The Rolling Stones.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now here's Rob.
Bob Barker, still the coolest. Love it. Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and from Leesburg, Virginia, this is The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS from Sedgwick, Kansas. And I got three emails. I said this wrong yesterday. I'm going to say it right today. To Arapaho, Colorado.
Okay, perfect.
Arapaho.
Arapaho.
Arapaho. From St. Charles County, Missouri to Knightville in South Portland, Maine, and from Yardley, Pennsylvania to Pozzuoli, Italy, TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started through the kindness of the people at Lightstream. Refinancing your credit card balances can lower your interest rate and save you money, and you don't have to be a financial expert to do it. That's Mm-mm. the thing. It's so Mm-mm. easy. Get a fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream, and you could save thousands in interest. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. This is so much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 19% APR. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. The application is 100% online, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. I love this service. I love the website. It's so easy to navigate. You need to check it out, and if you don't, you're just throwing your money away. Our listeners can apply today for a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LightStream.com/TMOS. And here's the disclaimer that I will not read as fast as Mike. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information. All right. I've been checking my phone like a crazy guy all morning, because there has been, ever since yesterday, late morning, early afternoon, rumors swirling that there is a bad, bad situation that they're going to report on at Redskins Park with the team. Not related to the change of the name of the team. Something else. Oscar, have you heard about, obviously, Snyder's trending on Twitter today, and he's a jerk. So if he's trending on Twitter, people are definitely trying to keep up with what's going on. What do you know about it?
So for those of you that are not in the area, you're probably well aware that the formerly known as the Washington Redskins,
right.
They've been in the news not just for their name change, but for some top personnel changes that have come as of the last week. Mm-hmm. Yesterday in the broadcasting world, The Voice, and Mike has done The Voice a zillion times, so I wish he was here today, but you know he's on vacation with his fam, is the voice of the Washington Redskins, Washington Redskins.
Larry, you said it like he does.
Yeah, Larry Michael, he retired out of the blue.
Right.
And this, the name change was something that no one really saw coming, and it's for the I think frankly, for the best in the long run, and it was going to happen eventually.
Right.
Especially seeing as where the team and what the team has done on the field and off the field as of late. Mm-hmm. So we thought that from a fan's perspective, even if you're not a Washington fan, you could be just a football fan. You're like, this is going to be cool. Like, what name is going to... That was the biggest... What name are they going to change the name to? And then... On
the thing is even though they sort of dragged their feet on the name change, and it's been an issue on and off for a long time.
Yeah, but
it could have been spun.
This happened within a month, so they didn't drag their feet. Like, they were pushed into this within 3 weeks.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, but they could have made this into a really positive thing, and somehow they fumbled that.
It still can. Let's not mix the message. All right.
All right. You're right.
So let's not get into the minutia of it all.
Okay.
The biggest deal was they were going to change their name. Then out of the blue. Early in the week, rumors started coming out about some big story coming out of the D.C. area, mm-hmm. And it wasn't the name change. You have a few coaches that we thought were going to stay within the Washington organization let go out of the blue. Then mm-hmm. Yesterday, Larry Michael resigns after 16 years at the helm of he was VP of digital, but also the voice of your Washington Redskins.
And also, what no one is reporting is he did pre and post game for years before that. He has been with the team a long time. Right.
And for Rob and Mike, anybody from the WJFK days, especially when they had the Redskins rights for the team, they worked with Larry all the time.
Oh, I was his board op.
Yeah.
Yeah. I worked.
So they have inroads and they have roots. And I remember from a fan's perspective and an inside radio, if you're into radio, not realizing how valuable it was for Larry to go and leave and work for the Redskins and leave a radio station when I was younger as a broadcaster. Why would you leave the super station for the Redskins? Well, he got another 16 years out of a career simply, you know, going to a National Football League organization, like a team, and then being the voice of that team across the board. Like, he represented them on radio, represented them on television, and on game days.
As a rule, the NFL makes money, and it's a good thing to be a part of.
Yeah, so that's the ins and outs of what has happened, transpired so far. Now, on Monday... Uh-huh. I started hearing from my friends in the business a lot of rumors.
Yep.
Of this big blockbuster story falling out about the organization that would not paint the organization in a good light. I, because I'm a terrible journalist when it comes to this, and I have enough on my effing plate, did not want to carry this information with me. I don't have enough, and I literally said, don't want to know. Don't want to hear about it. It's there's no way I'm not going to be able to talk about it, get into it. But I gleaned, as I told Charlie Burney from Podcast Village yesterday, I gleaned from it what are broad strokes without details of, frankly, a story that, you know, should be released by the time this podcast is released, if not within the next 48 hours. It was supposed to be released on Monday.
Oh, I didn't know it was supposed to be that soon.
They had the reporter or the team that had the story, and this has also been grinding, frankly, those in the know the wrong way, because there's this code of ethics, apparently, that you can't just report something without every T crossed or I dotted, especially if you don't want to get sued.
Yeah.
So for some time now, the majority of the Washington, especially in Washington, D.C. sports world, knows the ins and outs of the story. But they're waiting for the team or the reporters that actually have it to report it before they go ahead with it.
There were a lot of rumors.
So it's been 4 days.
There were a lot of
rumors. When is this going to drop?
Supposed to drop today, and I've been checking my phone. Now they're saying maybe as late as tomorrow. NBC Sports Washington said the reason it's being delayed, and this is their quote, there are lawyers involved.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of stuff going on. Now, I want to pose something to you, and I'm just curious your thoughts.
Please.
One thing that everyone agrees is that this is a story from the Washington Post.
Yeah.
The Post is owned by Jeff Bezos. Mm. Jeff Bezos would really love to own the Washington Redskins. Do you think there is an agenda at play here?
That's a stretch. I mean, if there's something nefarious going on within any organization, yes, is there an opportunity there when someone's, you know, down and out? Possibly.
Right.
But the lawyers, like, so this is on the heel. If what I think it is, and I don't know all the details. Like I said, I just didn't want to. I got enough on my plate right now.
Yeah.
What I believe we all knew or have heard stories of in the past that at times it could be a toxic culture. I don't know the details, but a toxic culture is can that be weaponized in order for someone else to come in and own the team? Absolutely, but I don't think this was self-inflicted. This has nothing to do with Bezos. If he wants to buy, awesome. The Washington Post supposedly is autonomous to Bezos. Who knows? But I do know that. What more can happen? Like this, the names changed. There was a fight about that. Done. You've got a new head coach in place, Ron Rivera, and he's making some changes of player personnel in general. And he's also making some coaching changes. So that all kind of made sense, but it was kind of strange still, especially this past week. But Larry Michael leaving,
that was huge.
Something's up, because no one leaves a gig after 16 years just out of the blue.
No, and Larry's young. I mean, he's not
usually
like
you get asked to go.
Yeah, exactly. You get the heave. You get the heave, Mr. Huff.
Heave ho.
But you know what? I'm very interested in this. And I will say this, if you want to be a glass half full kind of guy, there's more interest in the Washington Redskins in Washington, D.C. this week than I've seen in a long time. So I'm very curious to see what happens. They've got a checkered past with certain issues. There was the a cheerleader scandal from 2013 that sadly I had forgotten about. There was a photo shoot in Costa Rica where they gave preferred access to big sponsors. And it's a lot of stuff going on. So when this breaks, we will let you know. Hopefully we'll have answers.
This from Fox
tomorrow.
News. You know, I'm a Fox News guy. There's a Washington football bombshell coming, and it's not about the name.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's talking about it. They love talking about it. So we will see.
I don't know. I hope this is it, and then we can just turn the corner.
Yeah.
Because the season's about to start. Like, and I know there's a ton of fans out there. We just want to move forward and just keep going, right? There's enough going on within our own lives that we're like, what? Like, we got to root for something.
And also, I'm not a big fan of the announcement that an announcement is coming. Just give us the announcement.
Imagine if you lived in this world or you worked at, let's say, WJFK.
Yes.
And all you do is talk about this for a living.
Yeah.
And you know. But you can't talk about it.
Oh, you'd be out of your mind.
Going
Are you
on
kidding?
Day three right now.
Right. Exactly. Right? Yeah.
Not that I'm saying that everybody at JFK knows, but it seems to me like everybody in the sports world that's in D.C. at least knows.
Yeah. So everyone seems to be connected. So we will keep our fingers on the pulse of the public. Mm. And when we come back, another sports-related story, but an organization that seems to be doing it right. Oscar with a hot text to me last night.
Oh, this is a genius idea. Thank you to Ralph Rice Fried. Oh, genius idea. Someone doing it right.
All right, so we'll be back after this. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. 1. Select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. 2. Send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomarashow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Here's to showbiz. As we safely enjoy summer, quality sleep is more important than ever. You got to get it. Not only is it a natural immunity booster, and God, who doesn't want boosted immunity right about now? It also helps with energy and recovery. So Sleep Number to the rescue. From feather soft to super firm, you can adjust either side of a Sleep Number bed to your Sleep Number setting, so it's just right for both of you. Fact, compared to average sleepers, Sleep Number bed owners enjoy almost an hour's more sleep of night per night. Can you imagine that, adding an hour of sleep?
I take it.
I would anytime, man. Quality sleep is one of the best methods to boost physical and mental health, and that's important now more than ever. Mike O'Mara's Sleep Number is, right now, a 90. Super firm.
Oh,
helps him
90.
With his back.
Yeah,
yes.
Very good.
Carla's is a 65, Princess and the Pea type setting.
Sweet.
Very soft. And they love it. Discover proven quality sleep for your health and well-being with the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. For a limited time, save up to $900 on select smart beds. Shop your way at a Sleep Number store online at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. or the new cool way, chat. Just go to the website, click the chat button. They'll walk you through the entire thing. So chat it up, baby, and make sure they know that Mike O'Mara sent you. Thank you, Sleep Number. So Ralph Rice sent you the idea of this, Oscar? Is that where it came from?
It comes from the West Coast. The Los Angeles Dodgers have found a way, speaking of sports, to allow fans to be at the game without being at the game.
Yeah, my immediate thought, I don't know if it was the same for you, I thought of Larry. Thought of Larry King. Because he's always seen behind the plate. Actually, we have a small actuality here. This is from ABC 7 in Los Angeles.
Today, you can reserve your seat for this season's upcoming Dodgers games. Sort of. Here it is. Even though you can't physically be in the stands for any game, starting today, you can buy a cutout of yourself that will be in the stands. Several other sports teams around the world have done the same thing to make up for the lack of fans, and prices range from $149 to $299. Proceeds will benefit the Los Angeles Dodgers Foundation.
It's such a great idea.
So I saw some of this at the KBO. They play the Korean Baseball Organization in the mornings, the feed for ESPN, so you get to see some live sports.
Yeah.
So you see this in smatterings, but to see it in the stadium, in stadiums in the States, and also have the opportunity to do this, the first thing I thought about was Cardboard Pony. Years ago,
flat mat.
There was a movement where Pony was traveling the world, but he has a fear of people and traveling. So somebody made a cardboard cutout of him at a small scale, but by taking the pictures in a certain angle, it made it look like he was there at a larger scale.
Exactly.
If I saw Flat Matt at a Dodgers game behind home plate, I would crap myself. It would be so funny to see Flat Matt out there. Now, there could be a marketing opportunity here, and a lot of people are thinking along these lines, especially these gambling sites. But there's a caveat.
Gambling.
There is a catch for these seats. And by the way, it's going to charity. I wonder if you buy it, you can actually write that off. Because it's a charity that receives the dollars, but make no mistakes. Like,
hi, it's Larry. I'm getting a write-off. They're eating ice cream out of a helmet.
$150 or $300 is still a lot of money. No obscene, lewd, explicit, discriminatory. We got that.
No nude flat mat.
No commercial advertisements, including sponsor names, logos, slogans, websites, and phone numbers. No social media handles or hashtags. So you can't have that.
Okay.
No offensive or negative references to MLB. Cutouts cannot, or MLB teams.
What if you had a cutout that just said baseball sucks?
Yeah, yeah. Boo this now. Cutouts cannot be used to cheer on an opposing team, so you can't go into another stadium like you can now.
All right.
And then names, images, or likeness of any MLB players. Like, imagine seeing yourself in the stands if you're a player.
It would throw you off, I would imagine. It'd be scary.
Statements or endorsements or political issues of political issues or candidates, and no third-party logos or branding. So we'll see how creative people get.
I think it's a great idea. Now, remember, this is based on, I believe it was... it was a soccer league, so it was in Europe somewhere. They were putting sex dolls in the stands to make it look like there were people. It was Korea. Yeah, I remember that.
Being in bulk, apparently.
Yeah, well, apparently they had different rules over there. That's okay. We could use this technology. For example, what if we had Mike in studio today, but it was flat Mike? We could use that.
Kevin and Bean did that for, I would say, over a decade. I remember at K-Rock, the Kevin and Bean duo Kevin and Bean, just a legendary morning show forever.
Yeah.
Now not on the air, unfortunately, but...
And the subject of an unsolved mystery.
Yeah, but can't say Kevin, yeah, he was. Gene Baxter.
Was lying. I know Mike's not here. I just have to do the best I can.
He lived in Seattle for a long time, and the show was in LA. Anytime you see a picture of the Kevin and Bean show, again from your radio files, Bean is always a cutout. So you see the killers standing next to Kevin, and it's like a cardboard cutout.
Exactly.
And it was so off-putting for the first, I would say, 10 times I clicked on their site, and then you're like, oh, there's Bean.
That's it.
There's
Bean. That's just what it is.
There's Bean.
Julia has a life-size Elvis in her bedroom on the wall. So,
look at that.
We could put Elvis at a Dodgers game.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
I just, I don't think
could you put
$300 is a lot of money. And why would you ever want to be in any section but the section that you're going to be on TV?
Well, the thing is, you can spend $300 on a cardboard cutout or $200 on a Dodger dog and a beer. So it's always about the, you know, it's just the, it's a wash, I suppose.
Yeah. And then field level, I guess, for $150, that's fine. But like, unless you get a ground or a foul ball, like, is the camera going to pan your way?
You got it. You got to really, and you know, and that's always an action shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. What and if also, you had your cardboard cutout, you were reaching out for the foul
God
ball?
God forbid it rains.
Oh,
what happens to cardboard when it rains?
You go from this to sort of drooping over.
Sad fan.
Yeah, a sad fan. Oh, wait. According to the website, the Channel 7 website, they're made of weatherproof material. So it can rain all day.
I'm sorry.
Rain for days.
What, Gore-Tex?
I suppose. They bead. The cutouts are 18 inches wide and 30 inches high.
Oh.
I wonder if you get them after the end of the season. Do you get to keep it?
No. This is per game.
Per game?
Yes.
Oh, that's too much money. It'd be more.
You can't get 60 games for $300.
Well, I mean, but then again, you know, you're not
that
taking up
no
much room.
Sense.
I said, okay. Even
you're
if it is
such
for one
a
game,
rube.
Well, then why would it be need to be weatherproof? Because if it's raining, they're not going to play the game. They rain it out.
Oh no. This is how you don't know sports games.
Right. That's why I'm here, to ask the dumb questions.
Or weather. You can start playing a game, and then it can start raining, and then you have a rain delay, and then you can come back.
I understand this.
See, the clouds just don't work around the baseball schedule pre or post. Weather works on its own schedule.
Well, no, the weather has not really committed how it's going to handle COVID. The weather has not issued a policy yet.
This poor man. He doesn't realize how sports work.
I have a hot text from my mother, who's apparently listening.
Yes.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Mom.
She had a cardboard. My mom was the front-end manager at a Safeway for many years. And because of that, you know, salespeople do big displays, and sometimes there's some really cool stuff you can get. She had a full-size cardboard cutout of Willard Scott.
That's funny.
And I don't know. People, I guess we should explain. He used to do the weather and the birthdays on the Today Show. And Willard Scott is a D.C. local, so he was a big deal. He actually shopped at my mom's Safeway occasionally.
Oh, that's cool.
Very, very nice man. But I remember it clearly. It was a life-size Willard Scott in a cowboy hat, and she brought it home to me because she thought I'd like it. And I did. And so we put it for a while in our coat closet. And one night we had people over, and my Uncle Pete went to get his coat to go home, and we heard, because he opened the closet, and Willard Scott was in the closet. I think it was Willard Scott holding up a book, and we donated it to our theater department, and our drama teacher used to put announcements taped so it looked like Willard Scott was holding up the
announcement. That's sweet.
The announcement. Yeah.
Cardboard cutouts freak me out from the Three Men and the Baby film lore.
Stop the music. This is a good story. I like this.
So if you remember this film, this movie called Three Men and a Baby.
Yes.
And it was a blockbuster when, you know, any movie that went to the theaters became a blockbuster.
It was Ted Danson and Steve Guttenberg. Mm-hmm. And who was the third man?
Tom Selleck.
Thank you.
So forever, if you were before you had the internet, before we had any access to film, people would rent Three Men and a Baby to see what looked like a kid and a shotgun. It was something really strange and
very dark. Yeah.
And it turned out, I guess, to be debunked that it's an actual cardboard cutout that someone left on the set within one of the scenes.
Exactly.
But it is somebody behind a curtain that looks ominous.
And what's so special about it is that when we used to rent on Beta or VHS, you'd get that watery bad copy that would enforce the fact that, well, that could be a ghost.
Yeah.
That could be a dead child. By the way, while we're talking, if you watch The Wizard of Oz, there is not a dead munchkin hanging in the forest either. That's also fake.
That's been debunked.
That was a living munchkin. No, I'm kidding. There was no munchkin. Munchkin at all.
So dark.
Very up and above board. Is your Twitter safe, Oscar?
Oh, I'm barely on Twitter, but I know a lot about it.
A lot of big people were hit yesterday, talking about it yesterday, and we'll protect you all in 140 characters or less after this. It's the Mike O'Meara Show. Jimmy!
Hi, this is Jimmy Cerrito, the King of the Wings.
Jimmy!
My world-famous Buffalo Wings have been winning awards for years, just like the Mike O'Meara Show bonus show. Wings and bonus show comedy are the perfect combination when you're hungry for a laugh. I'm trying. Buy the bonus show, and you can feel like you own your own virtual brick in the bonus show beer garden. It's not a Ponzi scheme. It's real. And it's not terrible. And it's not looking bad for you. Buy the bonus show. It'll be okay.
I'm trying. Hi, Jimmy. Show and tell, Oscar.
Yes.
Everyone knows about this.
Liquid IV. Liquid IV. Woo!
Hydration multiplier. But
love it.
You know what's, you know what's in my bottle today?
Oh, yeah.
The energy multiplier. And I love it. It has become such a part of my day. The flavor is lemon ginger. It tastes like the greatest glass of iced tea you've ever had, but it gives you that energy boost that you want in the morning without any sort of hangover following it. You know, there's no come down issues with it. It's just all natural and delicious. So if you need a pick-me-up in the morning, and also, I'm not a big fan of hot coffee in the summertime. I want something cold.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so great. Now, dehydration, let's get back to that.
Okay.
It happens in 3 out of 4 people. But with Liquid IV, you have the fastest, most effective way to stay hydrated because each serving helps you get as much hydration as 2 or 3 bottles of water. Proper hydration can boost your immunity, and it's backed with potassium, vitamin C, and other vitamins to help your body defend against infections. One serving of Liquid IV provides 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, and as much potassium as a banana. It's healthier than sports drinks because it has no artificial flavors or preservatives and less sugar than an apple. And by the way, folks, I love it. Liquid IV is donating 2.3 million servings due to COVID-19. It's being sent to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military. Great product, great people. Get your Liquid IV. It's available nationwide at Costco and Target, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's a 25% discount off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. So get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. We love it. Show note, tomorrow, our talking head is a voice from our past.
Ooh, I love it.
Radio it's exciting. Tease. Yeah, I actually was able to, I will say, text with him or her this morning.
Ooh.
And she or he was a bit swamped this morning, but we will have our Zoom test call today.
Great.
And join us tomorrow for the TMOS Talking Head. So this is exciting. I love the Talking Head segment, and you never know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very,
I'm pumped
very
for it.
Cool.
Thank you for coordinating that.
Oh, my pleasure, and a great idea. Now, I'm on Twitter only because if something happens on Twitter, I want to be able to access
it. You're in the know.
I never tweet. I don't understand Twitter. It's very complicated, as Bob Barker used to say.
More about it.
People with lots and lots of followers like Oscar were targeted yesterday.
No.
As high profile.
I was not targeted.
The people that were targeted, some of the names include Bill Gates, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, Mike Bloomberg, and Elon Musk. There was a corrupt cryptocurrency fraud. I am so in over my head now because these are the two things I really don't understand. Twitter and cryptocurrency.
I'll break it down.
Please.
So
help me.
For those of you in the audience that aren't on Twitter, this will probably resonate better. Do you remember the old Nigerian prince or Nigerian king?
Yeah, and you know, I'm glad you brought that up because I've been sending him money and I don't get anything
so
back.
This was a just general email or sometimes paper letter you would receive,
right,
saying that a Nigerian king needed to unlock some millions. So he reached out to you because he was being persecuted. So if you Western Unioned roughly $500, he would give your money back in double or triple or reward you handsomely.
As ridiculous as it was in practice, it sounds even better when you tell it as a story because you're telling it like a bedtime story.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, there was a Nigerian prince.
I would say the last and this is still a scheme or a hoax or whatever you want to call it. It's still going on. I received one of these letters not 2 years ago in the mail.
Really?
Yes.
That might be real.
I almost read it on the air. I was like, this is hilarious. So and they target the elderly, they target the foreign, and sometimes people get caught,
stupid.
Right?
Yeah. They target the stupid.
You maximize this times 1,000 and put it on Twitter and use verified accounts on Twitter, which are supposed to be verified. So it is the person that the tweets are coming from. And if you've got millions of followers, if you're able to get access, which is these thieves were able to do with what will go down as the biggest heist on Twitter.
Right.
And hypothetically, one of the largest heists on digital media, they gained access to these accounts. And we're talking
Do you think Joe Biden's password is password one?
Okay, let me finish, please. Let me just explain to people. You asked me to explain to people. I have to explain it to people. If you keep talking during it, then I can't do it, right? I'll get there. Joe Biden, Apple, Kim Kardashian, major players on this platform, all had a similar message posted to their followers saying, they feel generous that if they receive Bitcoin.
I hate to interrupt, but I do have the actual quote that was tweeted yesterday. Bill Gates, his account was hacked, and Bill Gates sent out, apparently, it looked as if Bill Gates had tweeted, "Everyone is asking me to give back, and now is the time. I'm doubling all payments sent to my Bitcoin address for the next 30 minutes. You send $1,000, I'll send you back $2,000. Only going for 30 minutes. Enjoy."
Yes. So that happens
right
across all these accounts in a coordinated effort. Mm-hmm. And one of these agencies that reports on the cryptocurrency being moved says that on a low end, that account received $118,000. Low end. And remember, crypto is built so you really can't, you don't know who did it. You can't really track it. If it's out there, it's out there. So it's gone. It's absolutely gone.
Right.
Now, what does this mean for Twitter? It's a huge, it's two black eyes. They had to freeze all the accounts, but also, I think it's a valuable lesson for all of us. Whether you have Bitcoin or you don't, the idea of something too good to be true still falls into the realm of digital, if not even more so these days. Where
absolutely,
why the F would Bill Gates with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation give randos double their Bitcoin back on a whim?
And also the fact, I mean, always, if something sounds too good to be true, trust me, it is.
And we've all got this when you get hacked yourselves and you get the Ray-Ban ad on your feed on Facebook where you're like, $50 Ray-Bans.
I'm in. I'm way in.
But anytime. And you're like, why is this even on my page? Who wants $50 Ray-Bans? This doesn't exist.
I love the fact that they think that Bill Gates is doing this and saying, but I'm only doing it for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
He's like a salesman.
Or
he's
a game show host.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So this happened yesterday. And again, I just have to wonder the people that fall for it. But I know that if you were to do some sort of phishing scam, like via mail, like you got that letter 2 years ago, the return on it would have to be minuscule, because how many letters can you physically mail? But if you hack into someone that has millions and millions of followers, and you do take the one minute it takes to send out that message, even a minuscule return is huge.
Well, $118,000 so far, right? They're tracking.
That's what they're saying.
But and the company, for what it's worth, they've come out and they said this has been a social engineering hack. What does that mean in English? That means that somebody, it was coordinated with a group of people that somehow got access to Twitter employees or executives' passwords, and then got access to the system. That's how they were able to do that.
Pony, you're the digital security guy. How likely is this to happen again? Because people just are sloppy with their passwords.
You know, I don't think it's necessarily a question of passwords being sloppy. From what I'm reading, there's an admin tool that gave the actual Twitter employees a little bit too much access to these accounts. What they call spear phishing,
can you do me a favor? I love you. You have such a monotone voice, and you got reverb right there. Do this in reverb.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Okay. Please.
All right. So,
spear phishing.
Please.
Spear phishing. Spear phishing is where you send an email to someone specifically to trick them into giving you access to their computer. And that's probably what happened here. Then they got access to the admin tool, and that was it.
That's right.
Much better. Because when he does that, it's like we're hearing what he's thinking,
yes,
and not what he's saying
in his mind.
Exactly.
So, Pony, I want you to turn on your reverb and say, I really hate when Oscar and Rob make me talk.
I really hate when Oscar and Rob make me talk.
I just had an idea. Join us tomorrow for a new segment, Oscar. It's called Pony's Thoughts. You will be getting a script today. And I'm not a big guy, conspiracy guy, but I want to connect some dots here. Do you think, is it possible that this Twitter hack was done by the Washington Redskins?
No, no, no,
It could be. You don't know.
How dare you? No.
Just a thought. I'll never be surprised because I've always got it going on.
Yeah, you always got it going on. You send in that Bitcoin.
I do. Virtual money. It don't count. All right, back after this. You know who the biggest jerk in Brooklyn is?
Who's that?
I'll tell you when we come back. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right.
The UBS Evening News with Howard Beale.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a pandemic. You're upset and you're angry and you stare at your podcast player and you say, please don't take my Friday cocktail party or my shopping center or my bonus show or my steel Belgian radials. Luckily, you've got the Michael Merry Show and it's not going anywhere. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. You've got to say, I'm a human being, goddammit. My life has value. And that's okay, because you can always go to your computer, open a window, and type MichaelMaraShow.com. Do it. You'll be glad as hell, and you won't have to take it anymore. MichaelMaraShow.com, making you as glad as hell. I must make my witness.
Do not send your Bitcoin to Joe Biden. Don't do that. What
Why?
You do? No, because there's no return on that. It's fake. It's a scam. What you need is something real to contribute to. And that's why you go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click on the TMOS Patron Society. This is a place
that
where you can give.
That was the most ham-handed segue I have ever.
You didn't care for it?
Yeah, we need him to get an elector.
Oh, yeah. Pony something. Got, remember, reverb.
Reverb, Pony.
It means something.
No. Bad segues aside, we really do need to ask. We need you to lend a hand. We need you to go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the Patron Society banner and make a pledge to TMOS, whether it be $1, $5, $10 a week or any amount. One-time donation is fine, too. It's entirely up to you. We need you, and you can make a difference. Your support is a testament to the fact that you want this show to stick around as we do. Because if you're there for us, we'll be here for you, we promise. If you can contribute, please do. Your support means the world to us now more than ever. We appreciate you, and we thank you. TMOS Patron Society. It's right at the beautiful new website that Pony put.
Beautiful.
And he's going to add reverb to the website, too, which is
That's
nice.
That's right.
One of the few
All day.
Celebrities.
All day.
That, it's great, isn't it?
I love
and
it.
He has, Pony, there's different settings, so surprises sometimes.
Oh, good.
This is such a dumb show. I love it.
It really is. It's the stupidest show. One of the few celebrities that I've actually spent some time with and was impressed with how nice he was Matt Damon. Back in the old days, we did a remote at the brewery for Sam Adams in Boston, and he came by and spent some time at our table, and he was very, very cool. However, I did a little research on this. Back in December of 2018, Matt Damon bought Brooklyn's most expensive apartment.
Really?
Yep.
I like most expensivest.
He spent $16.7 million on a penthouse in a refurbished, it was a Brooklyn hotel that turned into high-priced residences, okay? But he hadn't moved in yet until yesterday.
Oh, nice.
And this is Page Six, which is the great gossip
column. I love Page
column.
Six.
All right. He moved in yesterday. He had been in Ireland. He was stuck in Ireland since May because of a COVID-19 lockdown, but now he's back. And he moved into his penthouse, which involved shutting down an entire street and bringing in a crane so that he could move his furniture up to the penthouse level. So let's say you are in a beautiful, you know, sort of reborn Brooklyn neighborhood in your loving life, and you can't get home because Matt Damon put a crane in the street so he could literally move shrubs and trees up to his terrace.
Well, in fairness, okay, look, douchey move. Yes.
It is.
But,
it is.
But I got to tell you, I had to hire a crane to put an AC unit on top of my house.
Did you shut down the street?
Well, how else Do you think they're going to do it?
I thought they put it in your huge backyard.
No. They have to shut. I see. And you should. I see. And this is how I know you're just Leesburg. You're just Leesburg. In the city, cranes, streets are shut down all the time.
True.
Not to get furniture, but usually like an HVAC system in. Something, well, if you need industrial, right?
If you need your shrubs on your terrace, you've got to hire a crane.
But if there's no other way to get, especially in these older buildings, I can't fit a regular size couch through my front door.
That's true. And you could fit Pony's sleek couch, though.
Yeah, I could. Just fold it in half like a sandwich and then roll it through. But if I wanted to get real furniture in my house, yeah, which I'll never get because, you know, we got 2 years left before we sell it. But like, I would have to hire a crane to get a couch into the back where the couch could actually fit through the front door, or else I'd have to get a new front door and opening.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. It's but it just it seemed a bit over the top.
If you live in a city and you see cranes shut for 2 hours, they'll shut down the street and then boom, you see all these things going up in there, pulling in all, especially into high rise. Like if you wanted to get a jacuzzi or something.
Yes.
In,
yeah.
And look, maybe I live in a different world. My brother has a penthouse condo in Boston.
Okay.
Right in Back Bay.
Mm-hmm.
They needed to hire a crane to switch out their jacuzzi/spa on their deck.
Okay.
Right? Different world, I know. Pony probably knows about it more than we do.
My guess is that they weren't downsizing it.
That might be the definition of douchey.
But
I've had the devil of a time getting my new hot tub up to the terrace. Honey, can you move the shrubs? We're sizing up on the hot tub.
No.
But go on.
Do you have to pay $2,000 to do it? I lucked out with my HVAC unit. They used a like a pulley system because they couldn't get
block
a crane.
And tackle.
So they
block
just
and
had to end up doing that. But on a reg, I would say at least 4 to 5 times every 6 months, I drive up a street in DC and it's completely coned off. And you see a crane, which, by the way, is cool to see even set up. It shoots out like a spider or more like a centipede. These claws clamp down. And then all of a sudden, you see this gigantic transformer pop up. And they're hauling sofas from you know, any company in the world. And then you see a fridge go up. Then you see an oven go up. And you're like, ah, this is how they do it. This is how, like Legos, they put them together this way.
I laughed because the original building, it's like a turn of the century, 18th century to the 19th century turn. It was called the Standish Arms Hotel. Now the building is called the Standish, but it is so full of celebrities that locals that have been there since the neighborhood was rejuvenated call it the Standoffish.
You know what? You know what's douchey if you want to talk about New York real estate?
Please.
Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban.
Yes.
And this is in Tribeca, if I'm not mistaken. There is a building that was finished, 5 years ago now, that has garage lifts that go straight up to your floor where you live.
So you get in your car and then it comes back down?
You walk on your floor into your car. You never, by the way, in the COVID days, that's brilliant.
Perfect, yeah.
But there's a garage lift for you. So you pull into your garage lift, like a hydraulic lift, pulls you all the way up to your 16th floor where you live. And then you get out of your car and walk right into your penthouse or your luxury condo.
Must be nice.
Right?
That's
douchey. If I walk by a building and it's all glass and I see a Mazda Miata going to the top floor, douche patrol.
By the way,
am I jealous? Absolutely.
Of course, and who isn't? But I think the thing I worry about is that, you know, when you move into a new place, you don't want to piss off your neighbors. So I hope that the closing of the street
cares. People are just fumbling for his pantaloons.
I hope that the closing of the street didn't piss off John Krasinski and Emily Blunt, who are his neighbors in the standoff.
Yeah, they don't care. They're like, which crane company did you use? Was it a good deal?
Do you want to get a Groupon? We need shrubs
up there.
We're thinking
of getting a new sectional. We're just gonna throw the old one right off the balcony.
You know, it's funny. When we were rebuilding the Rockville Studios, one of the greatest things is we had a huge, like, Corian, some sort of faux granite. Mm-hmm. There's that word again. Granite that was so heavy we couldn't really move it down.
Yeah.
So with engineer's permission, we threw it over the ledge into the parking lot to A, break it so it was in movable pieces, and also hear the sound it made. It was fantastic. We did not hire. See, in New York City, you hire a crane. In Rockville, you throw it in the parking lot.
This is typical radio.
It is, isn't it? It's so classic.
What are we going to do with this? Man, we don't want to go through the paperwork of hiring a moving company to get this down. Maybe we could use it somewhere. I'll let Don and Mike throw it over the edge.
So Matt Damon with his $16.7 million penthouse, although I was reading the papers, they would have taken $16 million if it was cash.
If he continues making these Bourne movies,
yes,
post-COVID, do what you want, man. Do what you want.
See him at the Standoffish Arms.
You can't take it with you, Rob. You can't take it with you.
I don't even have it to take with me now. I can't put it in my pocket. Anyway, so good luck to him. God. Let's send him a loaf of bread and a box of salt. That's traditional when people move in. Congratulations, Jason Bourne. I have an audio vault that I want to play.
Vault.
And so when we return, we'll play Pretty Little Sounds on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mercy.
King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
Dogs hate me. Let's talk about sex, baby. I hate faucets.
Everyone should get a trophy.
Except Kenan Thompson. I was born in an anthill. I don't like stale tennis balls. Paulie Shore still makes me laugh.
Who wants to see my bruise? When I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS bonus show. Your passport to the assport. Whoa. Funny, right? Buy it at MichaelMaryShow.com.
Gamesmanship is important.
Mm.
Good sport. You got to be a gracious winner.
So true.
A graceful loser. And you'll see all of that tomorrow when we play one of our patented games on the TMOS bonus show.
Woo!
I cannot wait. Really, in this day of coronavirus, you don't have much to look forward to on the weekend anymore, because the weekend is like the weekday for many people. But you still can look forward every Friday to a brand new bonus show. Uncensored, no commercials. We love doing it. We even have the bonus show cheer. Pony, with reverb, can you do the bonus show cheer?
To-to-do today.
Thank you.
Is that
it
the
only costs two. Well, when you chant it, it's
that
more.
That sounded haunting.
To-to-do today.
Yeah,
to-to-do
try
today.
That. Try like this with some emotion.
Yeah.
To-to-do today. To-to-do today. To-to-do today.
Yeah, that's scarier than the Blair Witch Project right there.
Try this. To-to-do today. To-to-do today.
To-to-do today. To-to-do today. My neighbors probably think I'm going crazy.
Yeah, right now they're calling 911.
The douche in the penthouse is singing to-to-do today.
Get that crane out of here. They brought up the biggest anime doll I've ever seen.
He's doing two of them today.
Just click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. Also, nearly 500 other commercial-free, uncensored bonus shows available at a meager pittance. The subscription will make you feel better in these trying times.
That's
so grab it. It's your passport to the assport. So support the bonus show. It's good for you and those you love. I'm Rob Spiewak, and I guarantee it. Now back to Small Wonder. Already in progress. Oh, let's open up the audio vault. Hold on, I'm juggling buttons here.
Audio vault.
There
audio
we go.
Audio vault.
For Thursday, July 16th, 2020. Tulsa, Oklahoma had a spike in their COVID cases about a week or so after that rally. No one was really surprised. However, I think it's going to be a surprise anytime your governor test positive for COVID-19. And this is one of those governors that only started really talking about masks in late June.
Can I be fair and balanced just for a second here?
Yeah.
And there's no political narrative.
No.
I would say just to blame the rally is not fair because there was protests going on. Oklahoma had the Tulsa, they didn't have a mask policy.
He was very late. Yeah, this governor himself was late to the mask policy.
So I think it's not fair to just say, oh man, it was the rally that did this. And I hear a lot of people saying that.
You're right.
And if I'm going to stand where I stand, where it's just about public health, it's not about politics for me, I have to highlight that.
All right. And I agree. You know what? Fair? That is very, very, very valid. Very valid. But it still sucks when your governor come down with the COVID.
I personally get tested periodically throughout this whole thing, and got tested yesterday for COVID-19, and the results came back positive. I feel fine. I felt a little bit achy yesterday. I didn't have a fever, but just a little bit achy. So I just want to be transparent with Oklahomans from the very beginning. I want to share every piece of data and then let Oklahomans know exactly where we're at in our state. And I'm so proud of how we've handled it this far.
So that's Governor Kevin Stitt.
How can you be proud if there's a spike and a surge?
I just hope he's okay. I mean, I'm sorry that he had dealt with it badly in the past, but you don't want anyone to
You know
be
what
sick.
Haunts me about the COVID? Not just What's the that? Dying. The people that I've talked to personally that have had COVID, mm-hmm. it's the feeling of the lethargic feeling you have post like your initial bout with COVID. Like yeah. the weeks later that you're like super beat down is what I'm hearing and tired and hard. Like you just can't motivate. Well, you will eventually. But so let's say you're asymptomatic and you have mild symptoms, asymptomatic, and then you have mild symptoms.
Okay.
The mild symptoms, let's say you get through the fever, the chills, and a mild, but then for weeks later, some people are reporting, including my friends.
Right.
That they just, like, they're dragging ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is scary. And the thing, again, and it goes back to a drum we've been beating for a long time, the unknown. People don't know. I mean, because it hasn't been around long enough to know what the long-range
yeah.
recovery is like. So you just got to do the best you can. Please wear a mask. By the way, people are doing their best to be good during this terrible time in our world.
So.
Pornhub is giving back.
Adult website Pornhub announced it will give away $300,000 worth of free advertising to struggling small businesses. Although, given the fact that everybody's working from home, Pornhub might be the reason your business is struggling.
You never know. Could be. Shark Week is coming up, and you wonder, are they... They continue to do stuff in Shark Week that makes you say, huh, how'd they think of that? Remember last year they had the virtual race with swimmer Michael Phelps
yes,
and the
yes.
shark. That turned out, they said, he's going to race a shark. And it turned out to be like a video
a split
game.
Screen.
Yeah. So we shall see what happens this year as they have a new show called Tyson versus Jaws. Now they replaced
what?
A vague promo yesterday in which they claim that Mike Tyson is going to square off with a great white shark. Let's go to the tape.
Iron Mike Tyson, the baddest man on the planet, is back for the ultimate showdown.
Shark Week is hard, man.
Shark Week's main event, Tyson versus Jaws, Sunday, August 9th on Discovery.
Someone's gonna get bit.
So we'll see.
I love it.
And you know what? I love the market.
It's fantastic.
Shark Week, how can you miss with Shark Week?
Oh,
it's always great.
Can't go wrong.
So anyway, we'll stay tuned for that. I imagine more details will trickle out. Now that I know my mom is listening, I have to do this story. Do you recognize this 80s soundtrack song?
Oh, this is from Beverly Hills Cop.
It sounds like it. It's
Hold on. Let me fix it then. Another Stakeout.
No, it's there was a two-film series that starred a comedian.
Eddie Murphy.
No.
Oh, I know. Wait. I know this. Oh, God. Hold on. Oh, this is Fletch.
Exactly.
Chevy Chase.
Yeah, you nailed it. Yeah. Now, they're going to reboot the Fletch franchise, and I do this because the one actor that my mom currently has a crush on is going to play Fletch, and that's John Hamm.
Oh, God, come on, John
Look
Hamm.
Look at Maddie. She just woke up.
Yeah,
I thought I was looking at a Dodgers
John
cutout over
Hamm.
There for a while.
I don't know. I don't see it right away, but I don't know if he can play Dumb and Goofy.
He can. He's a funny guy.
He is?
I've heard him on some long-term improv shows
and
stuff like that.
I saw him on Curb.
He's very funny on Curb.
I was curbed.
But one thing that's great is they're going with a new story based on one of the original Fletch novels. It's called Confess Fletch, in which there are suspects in a ring of murders, and Fletch is a murder suspect, or a murderer suspect. Uh-huh. So it's a new story. It's a great character, and it's a fun series. I like the first two movies, first one especially, but John Hamm is Fletch. Get ready for that. Of course, if we can't get this virus bottled, it's not going to happen anyway. So
I should add here, my sister said that like Sony Pictures and some of the shows they're working on, like they're filming stuff.
Oh, I believe this week they returned to Wheel of Fortune with no audience.
Yeah, so,
I think
so
Wheel and Jet both.
But,
yeah,
like I could be wrong, but they apparently have this the test that the NBA has, these rapid tests. Sure. So there are productions producing.
Well, we got our fingers crossed.
I'm actually almost positive that's happening. So, but they're not going out of the way to tell the world, hey, we're making Almost Sunny again.
I hope so, because I can't take 9 more hours of 90 Day Fiancé After the Fire or whatever, where I'm watching old contestants in their bed watching new contestants.
I love the franchise of 90 Day Fiancé. The train wrecks that are on there, God bless, they make you feel better about your life.
They really do. Yeah. But I don't need 9 hours of it. That's
true,
a rule.
True.
Real quick, let's cover this on Celebrity Family Feud this weekend. Bruce Smith, NFL legend Bruce Smith, sort of panicked when he was doing the Fast Money round.
If Captain Hook was moonlighting as a handyman, he might replace his hook with what tool?
A hammer.
Try again.
A penis.
Tell me the age a kid is too old to sleep with a teddy. What
Let go.
I'm sorry. I swear I'm sorry. That just came out. I don't even know where that came from. Your going on YouTube, though.
And he did end up on YouTube. Now, I normally wouldn't cite that, except Bruce Smith, I think yesterday, was asked about that answer and why he said Captain Hook would put a penis on the end of his arm. This is what Bruce Smith said.
As we were filming the show, there were multiple questions where all they talked about was sex. So I was already hot-wired to potentially give that answer. There is something about a time clock and a buzzer. It makes you become confused when you're running out of time and you don't have an answer. I gave the number one answer originally, and then when that buzzer went off a couple of times, I guess I kind of panicked.
Yeah, he panicked. Yeah. So anyway, that's the reason why. And good, you know, answer. I don't think really people put themselves in the mindset of the pressure you're under on a game show like that. And if there's something on the tip of your tongue,
oh, I would derail in a heartbeat.
You're going to say it. You're going to say it. All right, let's close with this. This is not a new tape. I will call this a Throwback Thursday tape, but I had never seen it before. It is a technical glitch that really throws a newscaster in a bad situation as he's trying to relate a sensitive story about a woman who survived a lightning strike. But that's not the time you want the videotape to go squirrely.
A Boise, Idaho woman is considered a medical miracle. Laura Esterman was struck by lightning nearly a month ago, and she was considered officially dead. Thankfully, CPR from her mom revived her heart, but she laid in a coma for 2 weeks, and then she defied all odds and woke up.
I should buy a
Well, obviously, there's a problem with that tape. She doesn't really sound like that. She doesn't remember the accident, but the evidence is clear. I am so sorry. Laura's learning to walk again after the lightning burned her legs, and we'll have more on that story and hopefully get that tape fixed for you.
And remember, just remember the words of that anchor who says, oh, she doesn't really talk like that.
Why did he laugh about the burned legs?
I know, not good. That's your Magic Audio Vault.
Thank you.
Have a great Thursday, everybody. We're back tomorrow. One more show without Mike, but dry your eyes. A very special Talking Head segment tomorrow that you don't want to miss, and lots more fun and more thrills. That's it, folks. Thanks for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages for the weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Post Office Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Please send us things. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's where the patron banner is. We thank you in advance. Thank you for listening, and join us again tomorrow for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. For Maddie Masiello, Matt Bloom, and Mike O'Mara, and my buddy Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.